Blog Talk Radio.
Versatile radio.
Quest Star Records. Versatile Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome to Versatile Radio.
Happy holidays, everybody.
What's up, Happy Mary? Holidays.
What's up? I apologize for those difficulties at the beginning of the show. But we're okay. We're in now, and we do have our special guest in the building with us right now, and we're going to go ahead and introduce her right after we play this this next set here. How was your guys' day today?
Wonderful. How about you?
Well, you sound like it was wonderful.
Yeah, can't complain.
You know, after taking a nice nap.
Oh, right. Sounds like a new era.
I feel wonderful. What's up, Carlos? Carlos, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Eric?
How are you, young man?
Yes. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you.
I am doing good, man. What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I enjoyed the show last
cool,
night.
Cool. All right.
Yeah,
we did have a pretty interesting show last night.
Yeah, it was a good show.
What
good stuff
about
last night.
Our special guest today?
Interesting. She's, what, 19, 19 years old, huh?
Yes, she is. She's actually in our own backyard. She's part of the Inland Empire here, or actually resides in
all
the
right.
Inland Empire and has done a whole lot. Yeah.
Fontucky?
Yeah. Bernice Celeste. And I'm sure a whole lot of listeners that are actually tuned in now have heard of her, and you know she does have quite a few fans, not only in Southern California and over here on the West Coast, but also on the East Coast, and I've seen that today. So we do we have her. Like I said, she is in the building, and we're gonna have her with us right after this.
Right on.
And I'm on my way, eating a mile down this highway. Say that you'll wait for me to light up the Christmas tree. Tell you the first thing that I'ma do, holding, squeezing, and kissing you under the mistletoe. Girl, I've been missing you so. This is the first holiday we'll spend every night. I pray that it never ends. Feels like meant to be when I have you next to me. Can't wait to have you to myself, 'cause I need you. It's 11 o'clock and I'm almost home. I'm just calling to let you know, leave on the light for me, and soon we'll make us a we. I saw Santa, he's on his way. I saw Rudolph pulling the sleigh down and blitzing too, and he's got some presents for you. This is the first time never end. Feels like meant to be when I have you next to me. Can we do have you to myself, 'cause I need you and no one else. There's no place in this world I'd rather be, 'cause you're the only present that I need. The perfect combination, Christmas, you and me. A perfect combination, it's Christmas, you. I hear sleigh bells ringing, carolers singing, smell the turkey that grandma's bringing. I see children playing in the snow. It's Christmas time and I know well that when I see you I just might melt. You don't know by now, you need to know. that I can't wait to have you to myself. Cause I need you to know one else. There's no place in this world I'd rather be. It's Christmas, you and me.
Ooh, the perfect combination. It's Christmas, you and me.
Perfect combination. It's Christmas, you.
Get you the Christmas spirit right there.
You know, Brian McKnight featuring Vince Gill, titled Christmas, You and Me. Welcome to the show, Bernice.
Hi.
How you doing? How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing just fine. Doing just fine. I'm Eric.
How you doing,
Bush,
Bernice?
And that's Carlos.
What happened? I can't really hear you. It's kind of muffled.
Oh, sorry. I'm Eric, and the other gentleman is Carlos.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, we're all very honored to have you on the show tonight. You're here with
me. I'm honored.
Myself.
Thank you guys for having
Mary.
Me. Thank you.
No problem. My co-host, Alicia, Carlos, and Eric. So you guys all want to say hello all together. Let's do a little, you know.
Hello.
Hello. One
yeah.
of them.
Hi.
Right. All right. You know, I did announce earlier, Bernice, you are actually in our backyard. You're part of the Inland Empire. And, you know, fortunately, we all are from the Inland Empire, the Riverside, San Bernardino area. And, you know, me personally, I have really enjoyed sitting back and watching you grow. Just this past year, I've seen you, you know, at the Roxy Club. You know, doing a whole lot of different events, and this release, this newest release that we're actually going to be promoting and playing tonight, that right there, I mean, I could just listen to that song over and over and over again. You did an excellent job on that. And let's talk a little bit about that. Let's share with the audience what inspired you to touch down with this song here, and who helped you out on this.
Yeah, well, I was actually in a independent label earlier this year, and things weren't working out, so I decided to go on my own, and I wanted to kind of show people who I really am as an artist, so I decided to do this Drake cover, but make it my own, and then I was showing it to my dad, and he was like, hey, it kind of sounds like something from the 80s, you should check out Lisa and the Colt Jam, and I was like, oh yeah, it does sound like it. So
man,
yeah,
your dad's got yeah.
Yeah, my dad
yeah.
is so funny.
Perfectly, huh, Carlos?
Yeah, like it has like the similar lyrics.
Yeah.
So I went into my room and got the piano out, and I just started arranging it, and then I showed it to my drummer, who actually has like a little like recording studio in his room at his house. So his name is Jose, and we just started recording for about a month and just worked on it, and we came out with this, and we're really happy about it.
Okay. Well, you know, let's rewind a little bit and talk about what you've done this year, where you have performed and who you've worked with.
Yeah, well, I've performed, let's see, I've done a lot of fundraisers this year. That's one thing I always do. I do a lot of fundraisers for kids, whether it be for cancer, for kids, for the veterans, anything. I've performed a lot at the Roxy, a lot of little venues in Hollywood. And, we've done a lot of events at school, too, for little kids at an elementary school. We've done a lot of those. So just everything I've been doing is mostly fundraisers or anywhere I can get into. I just love performing.
Right.
Good.
And go ahead, Eric.
Oh, no. I was just saying that sounds very, very, very good. Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We
definitely like those jams.
Thank you.
We actually, you know, read and spotted that you were actually named Artist of the Year by somebody.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and share a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was in July. It was this Rising Star Awards, and it was a lot of indie artists around Southern California. And it was this lady who, her name's Lou. She's from Lou Productions, and she has invited me to a couple of shows, and she really likes my stuff. So she nominated me, and I won Indie Artist of the Year. And for, what was it? It was
for the age group.
The age group was 18 through 21, so I won that age group, and it was really fun. So thank you, Lou, for inviting me.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, how many people were involved in that competition?
By a magazine, you were named Artist of the Week, correct?
Yeah. There was about 30 people there at the event.
Okay, yeah.
You have anything else coming up? Brenda,
yeah,
do you have anything coming up soon?
We have something on Saturday, which is for the Children's Hospital in L.A. It's a Christmas, it's a Christmas fundraiser for cancer. And that will be free, and it's in L.A., and it's on my Facebook, my music Facebook. Just go to BreniceRavelis.com, and you can see everything there.
Okay.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
We're going to go ahead and let everybody enjoy this release by you, and we'll be right back with Bernice Celeste.
Just hold on, we're going home.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Yeah, yeah,
hello.
Yeah. We're back. So, Miss Bernice, I had a question for you.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Bernice, I had a question for you. This is Carlos Trejo, by the way. I was having a little bit of audio issues with my mic here, but I think I'm you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, so I was Miss Bernice, I just want to ask you it says here you taught yourself how to play guitar.
Yeah.
Actually, how was that? Was that pretty difficult?
Not really. Well, it was difficult.
I imagine it was difficult.
What was difficult was learning the names of the chords, but I learned on YouTube. I would just watch the fingers of, like, when people would play guitar, and then I just kind of memorized it. And I took lessons for, like, maybe a year or 6 months, and I just left the lessons, and I just started doing it on my own. I didn't like being in the lessons because they would always, like, want to teach me, like, exactly how to play it, but I wanted to do, like, other songs. And I learned on YouTube, and then I would just mess around with the guitar at home all the time.
Okay.
So
yeah, well, you got that good sound.
I had a real quick question for you, too. When you wrote that song that we just played, where were you at? Like, where were you feeling, and what were you inspired by that song? Because that's just like, I mean, your dad straight called it old school, you know what I mean? He's like, you should listen to Lisa and the Call Jam, and that is, like, almost what it is, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's actually their song, but I arranged it in my room. When was it? I think it was about 3 months ago. I was in my room. I was just messing with it, and it just came out like that. And we went into the studio, and we just started working on it and just messing around with different sounds and experimented, and this is what it came with and what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Good stuff came out of it.
Thank you.
You moved around a lot as a kid. Also, were you in a military family or?
No, I just love to do. I just like to do fundraisers for people, like anything to put my music out there or to sing for people.
Uh-huh. Do you have other musicians? Any other musicians in the family, or you're just it?
What happened? I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Are there any other musicians in your family?
Yeah, there is. We have one of my aunts. She sang Spanish around the LA area when she was younger. And then I have a lot of family in bandas and stuff in Spanish music. Most of my family sings in Spanish. Yeah,
right.
I'm the only English singer.
You plan on doing any crossover, you know, to where you sing Spanish and you sing English?
Actually, if you go on my YouTube page, you'll see a Spanish song I wrote. So you guys can check that out, too.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Good.
Baby, I Like You?
Yeah, that's the song I wrote. Like,
yeah,
about...
Hey, you know what? That's the jam right there. I like that song.
Right.
I was bumping that. I was bumping that earlier. I played it like 3 times. I was like, okay, I like this.
Thank you.
Listen, are you, you did mention leaving a label or walking away from a label, whatever happened there, but you're an independent artist now.
Mm-hmm.
With that in effect right now, are you preparing to release a CD? Is there anything that we can look forward to?
Yeah, actually in this new year, I'm going to be working with this producer. We're in the works right now. I can't say anything about it yet, but I will next year. Yeah, and I'm going to be working with him, and then I'm also going to be coming out with an EP next year and a new single, so I'm really excited.
Awesome.
You know what,
Mary, I was going to say, I would really love to see her perform in person, you know, in the next Versatile event. I'm thinking maybe... I have spoken with her management about that, and she's definitely included, so... We're keeping that a little bit on the down low also, but most of it, come on, you know, she's in our backyard, that's part of us, you know what I mean, and we're very proud of you,
very, very proud of you,
Bernice.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yes, we are.
Power Radio is here for you. We definitely, you know, just want to be supporting you all the way through. And anytime you want to, you know, check in or drop us a new track, we're here. There's a whole lot of fans of yours that are on all of our pages that have actually responded in nothing but positiveness about you and your music, and looking forward
yeah.
to it. So you keep on pushing. May God bless you. May you have a wonderful year and everything happen for you that you want. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show.
We'll be listening for you next year.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Most definitely.
Yeah, keep doing your thing, girl.
Thank you. Thank
we're right here. We'll be right back.
Versatile, radio, please, don't stop the music.
from the west, from the west, to the east, to the east, from all of us, from all of us, from all of us. Happy holidays, holidays. Freestyle this song, this song, this song.
One love, worldwide, worldwide, with Versatile Radio. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm not afraid to
Yeah. Welcome back, Versatile Radio.
Welcome back, everybody.
Right? Welcome just for a minute. Back. Once again, we thank you, Bernice. Our chat room is now open. Miss Bernice Celeste is actually in the chat room, so any of you that actually requested to speak with her in the chat room, she is available now in the chat room, so you guys go ahead and get at her. Bernice, can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
All right. Once again, we thank you right here at Versatile Radio, and look forward to having you on the show once again and being a part of our events that are coming up in 2014.
Thank you for having me again.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
One more time, let's throw out your links so everybody could hear where they can find you.
Yeah, right now my website is BerniceRavellis.com, but we're going to be changing it soon to BerniceCeleste.com. But just check me out on my Facebook and my website, BerniceRavellis.com, and all the links are there.
Yeah. Versatile Radio.
Yeah. Hey.
Happy holidays. One. Love. From Versatile Radio.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Ajá.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
We have a guest on the line right now. What's up, Betty Boy?
What's happening, Versatile? How's everybody doing? Merry Christmas. Hey. Everybody's holidays.
Merry Christmas to you too, big dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to all my family right here, the Fisher family, my new little family I'm starting, my girl Harley Riggs and my new daughter, London.
Also, shout out to Versatile Radio. Congrats, man.
One
love and pretty much all the good music that's going on, all the freestyle. I'm liking it. Just keep it going.
That's right, mijo. That's right.
Yeah, gracias for the love, homie.
First time daddy, homie.
Yes, I'm liking it very much. She's a good daughter, and I plan to be here for a long time.
And how old are you?
I'm 20.
You're doing it, homie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, how does that make you feel, dog, now that you have a daughter? Do you see females different now?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it, actually. I feel good about everything.
Yeah, I would imagine, man. I don't have any kids, so I always ask everybody that same question.
Yeah, it's cool. I like having a daughter. It's a lot of fun.
That's right.
Yeah,
congratulations, man.
EC Productions, baby. Thank you, Mio.
Yeah.
Hey, OG, could you tell me how to find some good weed? I need it on me, oh, so bad. That last bag was the best weed I ever had. Babe, so deep, I can't even seem to feel my feet. Girl, so fine, I can't help it, got to make this one mine. I hit him with my bang, Celine. They can't separate my music to me.
Versatile Radio. Let's go.
Happy holidays. One love from Versatile Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back, Versatile Radio. I like that, Jack.
Welcome
I like
back,
Jack.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
What's up, Mr. Bush?
Not too much. That's from Howard Hewitt. Yes. Yes. That's Howard Hewitt. That song.
Oh, that wasn't Mariah Carey?
No, but that just,
Howard Hewitt, he sure did develop a very high tone in his voice, didn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Howard Hewitt, that guy is looking like, damn, because Mariah Carey was like, fine back then. Damn.
I'm For Real.
Baby,
nah,
baby.
Christmas song.
I'm For Real, that was Howard Hewitt, yes.
You're
like about like 10 minutes back in time.
Well, you know, you're right.
Come back in the DeLorean, man, and come back. Name drop.
I hear you.
Hey, but you know what, man? I'll take this time to thank Miss Bernice Celeste for joining us tonight, man. That was good.
Yes.
Good music.
Yes.
She's definitely up and coming artist. You know, be on the lookout for her. And
hopefully we have her on.
You know, when she releases you know, some new tracks, new album, definitely.
Right, we'll be waiting. We'll be waiting for her new stuff to come out next year. She said, "I think she said next year."
Yeah. Be on the lookout because she is definitely an up and coming artist. But Eric, did you hear about Paul Walker, dude?
Oh
I did. The Furious guy.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? It happens. Life is here today and gone tomorrow.
Man, I was tripping out on that because he died like on driving a car, you know, for like a high speed chase, high speed driving, you know,
right.
Whatever
like
they were doing with that dude and
like he was living
like
his role.
Art imitates what's that called? Art imitates life or life imitates art?
Life imitating art, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, man, that's just so thick and iron, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, man, that's he has some good movies, man, and, you know, rest in peace, man, and my condolences to his family.
All right.
You know,
correct.
Just wanted to mention that, man. But what's up, man? What you do this weekend, dude?
What did I do this weekend? Nothing. Nothing. I didn't do too much. Just kind of...
Just sat... nothing.
Chilled out, relaxed, and just spent some time with Eric Bush. Yeah,
you narcissist.
What's that, Carlos?
Just you're a narcissist speaking of yourself as a third person.
Yeah,
that's the first signs of it, man. I gotta watch out for you.
Well, you know,
Mr. Bush is a sociopath.
Does that life imitate? No, but let's keep the jams coming, Carlos.
Let's keep the jam. I got another Christmas jam right here, man. We got Letter to Santa, man. I'm gonna play this. This is a jam right here, man, from the homie from Riverside. It's a Diabolic Sound, Riverside. Let's play this.
Dear Santa, please bring me this girl's heart, and I'll be good for another year. Sincerely yours. G.E.C. Diabolic. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. It's Christmas time, and I wanna make her mine. She's so damn fine, I wanna be with her all the time. She's been on my mind, but I dropped you a few lines that I need to find a way to make some time. She's so beautiful. Here we go. Yeah.
I'm spreading holiday cheer, make it last for years. All I want for Christmas, baby, is you right here. Light you up with glitz, a couple carrots and all. Couple G's in your stocking, now my lady can ball. At the mall or the club or wherever you want. Got the Christmas loving for you and it's all that I want. Need your body in the big red bow song to match. Loving all damn night till Santa come down the hatch. I ain't lying to you, baby, I'm dying for you, baby. Gotta wait till your birthday till you get some Mercedes. And you always my lady, keep it G all day. Keep your wrist nice and bright like a sunshine ray.
On
yeah.
my mind, Santa Claus, on my mind, Santa Claus. Could you please bring me her heart this Christmas Eve?
Sometimes we got a lot of ups and downs in life, but this song is about life, and it tells you that you should never give up on life, because God is always there for us, watching over us, taking care of us, you know, so just keep your faith, my brother, and live your life.
If I could get the chance to live again, I would choose life from the start till the end. God give us knowledge, wisdom, on understanding, so that we can have the chance to live again. Whether you're young or whether you're old, don't follow bad minded people and lose your soul. Put God in your heart and let the good times roll. And one of these days you will reach your goal. You gotta stay focused and be well bold. No grip on your shoulder for the Eden to hold. So life, sweet life, I love my life. Sweet life, life. Sweet life, I wanna show life. Sweet life, God is the answer for everything. Without him we do and all forgotten. We need to give thanks and praise each day. And unto the Father we need to pray. He is the light and he is the way, and he will guide us along the way. So life, sweet life, I wanna say life. Sweet life, I love my life. Sweet life, I wanna say life. Precious life, if I could get the chance to live again, I would choose life from the start till the end. God give us knowledge, wisdom, on understanding, so that we can have the chance to live again. Whether you're young or whether you're old, don't follow bad-minded people and lose your soul. Put God in your heart and let the good times roll. And one of these days you will reach your goal. You gotta stay focused and be well bold. No grip on your shoulder for the Eden to hold. So life, sweet life, I love my life. Precious life, life, sweet life. I wanna shout life, sweet life. God is the answer for everything. Without Him we do an all-forgotten thing. We need to give thanks and praise each day. On unto the Father we need to pray. He is the light and He is the way, and He will guide us along the way. So life, sweet life. I wanna show life, precious life. Life, sweet life. I love my life, sweet life. I wanna show life, sweet life. I wanna show life, precious life, sweet life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Talk radio. What's up? What's up, Bush, man? You still there?
Just enjoying life, like the man said.
Yeah, right. You know what, man? That's like a happy jam right there. I like that.
Yeah, it is. It reminds me of it reminds me of the 80s, kind of nice
80s.
And I was enjoying.
And you know
life.
What, man?
Yeah. Well, I enjoy
the
it 80s now,
had some. But the 80s had some funky colors, man. You had dudes rocking sweater vests and pantsuits.
Yeah.
You know those outfit that's that they work out in?
Yeah.
And then you watch, you know what movie I was watching the other day, dude, that tripped me out? I was watching Rocky III. I was watching Rocky III, dude. Wait, Mr. T, I'm going to get you, my boy. Hey, woman. Hey, you want real man? Why don't you come on over to my house? I was like, oh man, this guy's out of line.
He's out of line.
But yeah, man, I was watching that, man. I was watching the remember Apollo Creed?
Yeah.
Dudes, he was rocking a mid. You know, it was just covering his up like a bear stomach shirt, pretty much,
yeah.
Like a half shirt. Like, you wouldn't really see too many dudes who were rocking those nowadays, right?
No.
What happened there? Like, how did it get to that?
I'm not sure.
Mr. Bush, man.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man? What's the plans, man? What's the future plans right here, man? What you got going on this week?
This week, future plans. This week, not too sure right now. What about yourself?
You know what, man? Just be right here, chilling, doing the do, man.
Yeah.
We got Real Talk Tuesday coming up tomorrow. You be joining
us tomorrow?
No, not
Real Talk Tuesday. Not real. Well, you know,
wait.
I got a real.
Well, wait. Tomorrow is Tuesday, right? Or am I mistaken?
Is
it Sunday? So you gonna be joining me, man, tomorrow or what?
I'm not too sure. I may be in Philadelphia looking for freedom. But, I'm not sure, possibly.
Philadelphia looking for freedom?
Hey, never mind.
Philly,
never mind.
I'm like, wait a minute,
song.
Man. Tell me some more about that. Sing me a little bit of that, man. I've probably heard it, but. I probably don't know it by name.
That's a little Elton John song. It's a little down for freedom. But anyways,
Elton John.
Elton John. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what were you going to say? You got what?
I don't know. Let's play another jam.
Let's play this jam. You know what? I'm going to play some Keisha Cole, man. I like this jam right here.
Okay. You know what I wonder sometimes? Like, do you know how far we can go if you could only believe in me? Yeah, imagine that.
Did you know that I meant when I said when I told you I loved you, loved you? And did you
Benz. Nah, show me the inside of your Benz. I'm just trying to show you trust in the beauty of being friends. They just want to love you and leave you, cut it and sleaze you, tell the world how they beat you. I'm trying to show you something deeper. Movie night at the crib, double feature. Turn off your phone, you come on. We in the love making marathon. You hit notes you never known. In the streets I need chrome and ammunition, but at home you just want me to listen. Check it, your friends is hating cause they fail a date and messing with your concentration. And it kills them that I'm your fascination. Picture life as my wife, just think. Full length sable, 7 carats in your navel. Ballers inside the club try to sing you they best, but tattoos on your chest spelling N-A-S. Tanning, no bikini in the sands of Fiji, Miami and my Lamborghini, KC, believe me.
Needed you to do was believe in us, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's the way love goes.
Right there, Keisha Cole.
That's
a
jam.
Yeah, I like that song, man. It takes you back. But
it takes you back where, Carlos?
It takes me back to 09, baby.
That's right. I ain't mad at you, I understand.
What's up, Barry?
What's up, boy?
You know, we actually had a live caller on the line and calling from the federal penitentiary and. Wanted to give a live shout out. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for what she's doing and what he's doing in her life. You know what I'm saying? Can you hear me okay, Adi?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you guys hear okay?
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. She's been down. How long have you been down?
Eight months.
Been down 8 months.
Nine months. How long of a bid you doing? Oh, 8 months.
She went through what she went through, mijo. You know what I'm saying? She was she just lost her her case as far as being deported. So,
I went through the same thing.
Yeah. Carlos is actually out in TJ right now. He's our co-host, and he's one of our co-hosts.
You went through the same thing I did?
I got illegal reentry. They gave me 2 years. Yeah, oh, damn. You know what? They're breaking off everybody off for so much time. There was a homie in there that was in there for 15 years for illegal reentry. That's ridiculous.
You know, which actually brings us to why, she wants to give thanks and being grateful, especially it being, you know, Thanksgiving, the holidays and that, to the Lord Jesus Christ, because she could have been looking at a whole lot of time and, you know, God's been nothing but been there for her, especially, you know, through her stuff. Hey, you want to go ahead and give some shout-outs right quick? Yes.
No?
Yeah. Hey, you can go ahead and give some shout-outs if you like right now. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. You still there? Hey, you got any shout-outs, girl?
Yeah, you have any shout-outs you want to give?
I just want to thank the Lord for keeping me strong and giving me that hope, and it'll be good tomorrow.
All right, let's go ahead and put our names out.
owe my life to you, cause you gave me everything, and I will serve you with my strength and bow before my King.
Yeah.
Do you keep holding on to the faith, okay?
I will.
Hey, yeah, hey, girl, keep your head up. Keep your head up.
Yeah, good luck to you. Up.
Hey, you know what? It could be worse. At least you're in the feds. You know, it's a little better than the state, you know. But the time goes by fast, you know, day and night. Next thing, you'll be out. You know, don't let it get you down. Stay positive.
Stay up.
It will.
Yeah, it does. It will go fast. It'll be like, like yesterday, and that's it. You move on.
Yeah. All right.
Don't let them bring you down.
You weren't actually sentenced any time, correct? Yes.
No.
So what's actually going on with your case right now? Why don't you go ahead and share with everybody right quick what you were looking at, what you've actually overcome, and what you're facing right now as far as you still being in custody.
Well, I was 9 years of all my deportations and my criminal history. Not that good. So I was looking at it a long time, but they dismissed it by the grace of God, and they dismissed my case because my grandmother, haven't been born here, so they just dismissed it. And now I'm
oh, yeah. That's automatically makes you a citizen because that's your mom's a citizen. Automatically, that makes you a citizen automatically. They can't touch you.
So,
oh, yeah.
They didn't want to file against me in case that I would, do a lawsuit for giving me so much time, you know?
Did they drop the charges or you're still there?
And I'm just trying to, just win it all the way around with whichever way I can, you know?
Right. So they got you on another charge now or what?
Or they already dropped all
the charges?
I'm just fighting to, so they won't deport me. I've done all my time.
Hey, you know what really helps? What really helps is tell your lawyer. I don't know if you took the fast track thing.
I have my lawyer put them on the fast track. They were trying to give me 5 years. That was my deal.
Right, but they won't give you what they usually see. When I went in, they wanted to give me 52 months, and they ended up giving me 2 years. And I wrote the judge, through my lawyer. I gave her the letter, and I just straight up broke it down and told him, I've gone through this, I've gone through that. And just tell them, be straight up with them, and just tell them, hey, I had to go through. I mean, I have nothing else. And, I know what I did is wrong, but, I if you break it down to them like that, they do take the time to read it, Oh, so you're in immigration custody then. You're just fighting to not get deported then.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
right.
The reason, she's actually coming on air is, I actually encouraged her to go ahead and, basically give a very, very, very short testimony to all our listeners. If you don't know me, huh? We're worldwide, so we do have a whole lot of listeners, whether it be live or in our archives or in our podcasts. And we here at Versatile Radio, we like to keep that one love and keep it very inspirational and very positive right here at Versatile Radio. And, just your story alone and what you're going through, what you've gone through, where you're at now, what you're coming through, is just awesome. It's to me, it's me seeing a real miracle from God himself. With my own two eyes, and you've been through a whole lot, Mija. You have a whole lot of influence, in your neighborhood. We don't even have to mention, but she's was an ex gang member. She's gang affiliated, with her record, actually, you know, she should be doing some time, you know. And but bottom line, you know, God's been there for her. He's showing himself real to her, who he is. And you know, just I kind of wanted you just to elaborate on that a little bit, you know what I mean? So, but keep your head up. Keep your head up, and
Stay strong, girl.
Hey, don't let them convince you of what they think of you, because what they think of you doesn't matter. You know who you are. F them, and just you'll keep your head up, and you're gonna be. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be good. You know, even if you get deported, it's all good. Even out here, like I'm out here, you know, and it ain't that bad, you know. And time will tell, and you'll fix it, you know, from out here.
He's in Tecate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, she's had a terrible thing out there. You know what I mean? But
Okay.
Either way, you know, bottom line right now, you know, it's just to me, I want you to kind of just stay on track and stay focused on what God's actually trying to show you, because
I just gotta keep God in my life and everything will be all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You do. And
that's right,
I'm gonna go ahead and play this song for you. One love, keep your head up, and right here versus Hot Radio, we got you.
Yeah.
Father in the heaven, can I thank you for your love? What you've done for me, how you hung up on the cross and shed your blood for me, and no one could tell me, Father, you ain't real, cause you're the only one that ever answered my appeal, and let me out of a sentence of death. That's why I will praise you, Lord, till my last breath. I owe my life to you, cause you gave me everything, and I will serve you with my strength and bow before my King. Magic man break down like this to let the Lord know how much I appreciate the things he did. Ever since I was young, he held my hand and held me right, guided me through all the good things in life. You know that's right, so I get down on my knees today and say with BLVD, Lord, muchas gracias for being there for me. The longest days, the darkest nights, no matter what happened in my life, I felt that you was always in my heart and on my side.
I just wanna say
DC Productions. Tripolar. Tripolar. Live. To tell. Music.
Turn the beats. Drop the beat.
Yeah. Winding down the show. I think we got left in the podcast, man. We're into the overtime right here, man.
Yes,
but, you know, I'm going to keep playing some jams right here, you know, for the rest of this this podcast. But Mr. Bush is going to call it a night. Good night, Mr. Bush, man.
Yeah. Well, good night, my brother. I will talk to you again. I'm on my way to take care of some business tomorrow. But anyways,
what you got going on tomorrow, dude?
I got a few meetings to try to get some music jumped out there. So I got some meetings tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna leave it right here with some oldies, man.
You do that. Thank you, brother.
All right, man. Good night.
When I'm lying in the grave, I guess I'll give it a rest. Why do I do it like this? Cause you like it like like I got a large clientele for whatever I sell. I don't guess the weight I tell with a digital scale. I got money tucked for bail, but before I see a jail, I'ma change clothes and roll like Jay and Pharrell. I like to switch up my game and rotate my pros. Park the GT Bentley and pull out the Phantom Rose. And I pack the kind of heat that you can't expose. So my stash spotting clothes with four foes and calicoes. Cause your boy one know it, ever so gun-ho. No scope, I get up close, my vision tunnel. Got that white by the bricks and brown by the bundle. With a crew of bras working, it's never just one. Oh,
this is bank, get sex, snatch you up by your neck. Young money trying to be the man too quick. Homie, this ain't checkers, this a game of checks. Why do I do it like this? Cause you like it like this. Talk a lot less, cause I do it the best. Some of y'all don't like me, but you give it respect. When I'm laying in the grave, I guess I'll give it a rest. Why do I do it like this? Cause you like it like this.
I know you like it like this. Like I said, if it ain't ready, I can rock it like this. For sure, I'ma have a hood popping like this. Mac 10 got that bomb heat dropping like this. I know you like it like this. Like I said, if it ain't ready, I can rock it like this. For sure, I'ma have a hood popping like this. Mac 10 got that bomb heat dropping like this.
Disrespect, get checked, snatch you up by your neck. Young money tryna be the man too quick. Homie, this ain't checkers, this a game of chess. Why do I do it like this? Cause you like it like this. Talk a lot of mess, cause I do it the best. Some of y'all don't like me, but you give it respect. When I'm laying in the grave, I guess I'll give it a rest. Why do I do it like this? Cause you like it like this.
Am I a hustler? Am I a hustler?
Oh yeah.
Nate Dogg. Ruck, you still there, homie?
Yeah.
Mac 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unificando, sin discriminar el integrar, vamos buscando la música, la lírica para ir concientizando. Abre la mente, el puente se está todo conectando. Unificando, unificando, sin discriminar el integrar, vamos buscando la música, la lírica para ir concientizando. Unificando, unificando. El racatiablos vuelve desde el centro de la tierra. Ando encendido en llamas pero en contra de la guerra. Rap mexicano, señores, por un paso histórico. Ideológicas barreras dejaron de ser mal crónico. Único propósito es que no miremos distinto. Aquí no cabe ni un juez, el razonamiento es crítico. La fama no importa si busco consuelo por dentro. Lo plasmo con llantos y risas de mi pluma al viento. La raza, los homies, los MCs, el arte y respeto. El barrio, la esquina, la calle, el cantón o el gueto. Estamos metidos. Elementos por 13 razones, tal vez entendieras y escuchara mis canciones. Rap pandillero al estilo mexicano, crudo, real, homicida, marihuano. Si me abrieron la puerta, si corrieron el libro, no voy a decirles que disparo, que los pico. Prefiero explicarte mi estilo de vida, no puedes evadir la parte podrida. Es una dualidad, homie, es locura, homie, es cultura, homie, vida loca, homie. Hip hop y rap es otra realidad, diferentes relatos de la misma ciudad. Distintos retratos de la misma sociedad. Monitores escupiendo verdad y maldad. Firmeza y lealtad, con kick y con clap. Con bajo melodía, lo ves en tu rap. Hablo de mi madre, le escribo a mis hijos. Critico el sistema, agradezco a mi Cristo. Relato a detalle las cosas que yo he visto. Oigo, miro y callo, existo, resisto. Vivo, sobrevivo, dan fe de lo que digo. El amor de mis amigos y las tumbas de enemigos. Mis manos manchadas con tinta y sangre. Igual que las cicatrices pa' quitar. Unificando, sin discriminar el integrar, vamos buscando la música, la lírica para ir concientizando. Abre la mente, el puente se está todo conectando.
Look. I'm
coming tonight, you know that shit gon' be packed. Pay me in advance and make sure that it's exact. My ex-girl will probably show up for the simple fact that tomorrow she can tell all of her friends it was whack. But fuck that though, this about me. They say my whole fan base is missing ID, but the young trendsetting musician I be got critics giving up the recognition I deserve. Never bring your missus by me, I'm it, call me Mr. IT. If I get one wish, I'ma wish to die free. They say go ahead, ball like Mrs. Irie, and I do. The realest in my age group, no shit. Soho, Cosmo, Bob, Mark, Blowfish. Let's make a toast, tell your friends come closer. Drinks on me like a coaster. We doing it big, look at what I done. Look at where I'm in, it's only just begun. Cause I was staying home when they was having fun. So please don't be surprised when they announce that I won. And this is how my speech go. I deserve this shit, I deserve.